Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ladies, time for two guys talking about ladies. Ladies, oh ladies, time
Female.
For two guys talking about ladies.
No, no, talking about lettuce.
About what?
Lettuce.
Oh, I was wondering why we rarely talk about ladies on our podcast, Two Guys Talking About Ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we don't have that podcast. It's Two Guys Talking About Lettuce.
Okay, all right. See, I misunderstood. I just, mm-hmm. this whole time, I thought this was Two Guys Talking About Ladies, and I'm like, why do we never talk about ladies?
Okay. We also don't. We rarely talk about lettuce as well. And
okay. Mm-hmm. Is that because it's supposed to be talking about ladies?
No, it's really just a random title as an excuse to just talk about whatever we want.
Huh. Is that, podcasts do that?
No. And in fact, most don't.
So they don't have the same business model that we have.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of them are much more successful than us.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, they probably talk about lettuce all the time then.
I mean, no, I don't think so.
They talk about ladies then. They talk about ladies.
They probably have specific topics that you know, that are interesting to people, like true crime or things, or they want things they want to learn, or celebrities, celebrity guests.
So true crime and celebrities are really popular. So if we get on, like, let's say that we get like, what's her name? Taylor Dane. She the big popular singer right now.
I don't know who Taylor Dane is.
Taylor Swift. Is that the popular singer? So what if we get Taylor Swift on here and then we commit a true crime against her, then that would be like a really popular episode.
It definitely would. It definitely would be popular.
That'd get us a lot of attention.
But we would also get arrested. A true crime podcast isn't actually broadcasting you yourself doing a crime.
I think it's fine to get rest. I think everybody needs a good rest during the day. So I don't think there's anything wrong
that
with
is,
getting arrested.
You know, I agree with you there, but I said arrested.
Okay,
which is so different. That's different.
So you're just mispronouncing arrest when you're not taking a nice rest. You're mispronouncing it on purpose.
No. There is one word, arrest. ARREST.
Okay. Arrest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love to have a nice rest.
Yeah, that's different. Having a nice rest is different than having a arrest.
Should we start the podcast now? Should I start recording?
That seems like a great idea.
All right, hang on. I'm going to start recording.
Okay.
One moment. Now. Okay, now we're recording. Go ahead. Start us off.
Okay, I really hope we were recording that whole time.
No. That was just the warm-up.
That means I talked for no reason.
Yeah, for 3 minutes. That's just we do the 3-minute warm-up. I mean, don't pretend like we don't always do the 3-minute warm-up before we start this thing.
Well, I don't have to pretend because we don't. We don't usually.
Oh my God! There's the theme song. Oh my God! That's weird. Okay. A weird timing. 3.5 minutes into it.
Yeah.
Hi everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to Two Guys Talking About Ladies. My name is Greg Benson.
My name is Craig Benzine, and this isn't Two Guys Talking About Ladies. It's Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. But we could talk about ladies if you want to.
Oh, my God. I love ladies. You know what? I've always said this. I love the ladies.
Okay. Have you said that?
I say that every time.
Every time what?
Every time someone says, every time someone says, will you please say if you love the ladies or not? I'm like, yeah, I love the ladies.
Okay. That's a pretty broad statement. Get it?
Whoa. Boy, you really girled that one into woman.
What?
I just was trying to do what you did. You used the word broad, and then I used girl and woman.
I don't think you know how wordplay works.
Okay.
I don't think you know how. Yeah. But, you know, Greg.
Yes. Yes, Craig. Yes. Uh-oh, he's got something prepared, I can tell. He's got something prepared right now.
I'm back. No, this is a new thing
he's got. This is going to be good,
guys. I'm back on coffee, Greg.
Look at this, he's back on coffee. All right, now, wait a minute. Now, you gave up coffee, and you're like, I think I'm done with coffee for good. And now you're like, I'm back on coffee.
Yep, that's right. But just because I'm very busy, Greg, I have to get a video done, and I just have to stay awake, you know?
Yeah.
And so I have bad sleep. I'm a notorious bad sleeper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you have any tips for helping me sleep more?
Absolutely, I do. First of all, okay. Move to a state where marijuana is legal, and then take a marijuana gummy every night, an indica gummy, and that will help you sleep. I've been taking them for years now because they're legal here in Los Angeles, and I sleep through the night beautifully. So that's all you have to do.
No, my experience with marijuana has not been great or relaxing. So I don't...
Have you taken an indica gummy?
I have never taken an indica gummy, no.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Next time you come to visit here, we'll just try it one night. I'll give you one because they're totally legal here.
I don't know. I have been taking melatonin.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm gonna melt it into your coffee without telling you. You'll have it first thing in the morning. I'm going to melt like five of them. Into your
that's
coffee.
That's probably illegal.
Illegal-ish-meagle. Yeah. That's what I've always said.
Okay. What's ish-meagle mean? Why do you say that?
I don't know. That's a California thing. It's just what we say in California.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a very popular saying out here in California. You doing all right, Craig? Are you all right?
I'm all right. Yeah? Why? Do I look like there's something wrong?
No, it's just you sighed as if something was really wrong, and now I'm worried about you.
Oh, I'm okay. I got a lot of work. I got a lot of things to do. Tomorrow, I'm going out with my engineer friend to inspect bridges.
Oh, great. So when you say your engineer friend, you mean he's like a railroad. He's like an engineer on a railroad and he drives trains?
No.
So, and then the trains go over bridges?
It makes sense, though,
that I would think that, right?
I mean, I guess that it does make sense.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, it does, because if you want to go inspect bridges, you get with your engineer friend on one of his trains. He drives the train. Does anyone ever own their own train? Is that a thing that someone can be like, this is my own private train?
That doesn't really make sense.
No?
You can't like drive a train out and just stop wherever you want and, here's a bridge.
If you own your own train, you can, you know?
I guess if you own your own train, which I don't think you can. I don't think that's possible.
I think it is. If you own your own train, build your own track, you know, you could ride that train whenever you wanted, up and down the track.
I guess if you build your own track.
Yeah.
But
I mean, if there's one thing I know for sure, it's trains need a track.
You'd have to build that track on your own property or get others to sign off to allow you to use their property.
Right. I mean, yeah, you could either build it on your own property or any other property.
No, not legally, not without permission, which seems very hard to do. I think if I showed up at someone's house and I said, hey, listen, I'm building a train track. I would love to just build it on your lawn. Could I just do that? Could I just build right through your lawn?
Okay.
There'll be lots of big trains going by every once in a while.
Yeah.
Pretty often, to be honest with you.
Not that often, like every Thursday and Sunday.
Okay.
Just twice a week. Twice a week, you got a train right through your lawn.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I learned my lesson the hard way because I built a train through some people's lawns a few years ago.
Yeah.
And someone told me you need to get permission, but I misunderstood. And so I got persimmons. I think because I'm verbally dyslexic.
You're dumb. You're.
I'm dumb's another word. Yeah, dumb's another word.
Okay.
But so I misunderstood, and I actually got persimmons, and I loaded the train full of them, and they're like, hey, you can't do this, and I'm like, look on the train, it's full of persimmons.
Uh-huh.
And then they took some persimmons, and let me just say something. They were good. They were really ripe. That's the thing about persimmons. You got to let them get really ripe.
Yeah, you do. If they're not ripe, they're going to be terrible.
No, they're chalky and horrible. I don't like chalky food.
You know, I agree with you there, but I've never had a persimmon. I don't think I've ever had a persimmon.
All right, when you come out here, I'm going to put some pot gummies into a persimmon, and I'm going to shove it down your throat.
Jeez.
Yeah. And now, then here's the secret.
Sounds painful.
I shove it down your throat. I close your jaw. I push your jaw shut, and I rub your neck. I rub your Adam's apple, which gets you to swallow. It's the same trick I do with dogs when you're trying to get a dog to swallow a pill.
Oh, okay.
You got to close their mouth and rub their neck, and then they go, and then they swallow
it. This is an entire persimmon. I'm a person.
Yeah, I might put a dog pill in a piece of cheese for you also, and I might make you swallow that.
Just because that's more familiar to you?
What you do with dogs when you want to give dogs medication. Yeah. I mean, you can't just go like, "Hey, dog, will you please take this pill?" And the dog will be like, "Oh yeah, cool. I could use a glass of water." Yeah. You know, they don't even have opposable thumbs to hold the glass. Even if you gave them a glass of water, if they asked for it, if they spoke English, they do not have opposable thumbs. They cannot hold a glass of water. Craig, what are you thinking, man? You need to think before you speak.
I know. I was thinking, and I wasn't speaking. But listen, Greg, I'm not sure I'm going to visit.
No, you should. You should. We have so much fun stuff to do here. We'll have a great time. In fact, we had a really fun weekend this weekend. We went out and did all sorts of super fun things.
Oh, and we won't be doing those things when I'm there.
No, I could absolutely take you. We drove to Bakersfield. You know, Bakersfield's only a few hours away, and we saw the world's most medium.
Is that where the band Korn is from?
Yeah, and that's where all the bands are from. And we saw all the world's most medium-sized ball of twine. They have that there, which I thought was amazing. Because, you know, a lot of times you drive through different... You're driving through rural Ohio, and, like, they want you to pull off the freeway to see, like, the world's largest ball of twine.
Yeah, yeah. But what constitutes most medium? Do they average the size of all balls of twine?
It's actually really easy. What they do is they get the measurement for the world's largest ball of twine, and then they find out what the world's smallest ball of twine is, and then they just do the calculations and then do it exactly in the middle. So it's the world's most medium-sized ball of twine.
Just between the world's smallest and largest, not like an average of all of them.
No. It's just between the... Come on, man.
Because I would argue it'd have to be an average of all of them to be the most medium. Probably be a pretty normal-looking ball of twine.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're an arguer. You like to argue. I mean, I personally don't care for it.
Okay. I wouldn't call the... it's not that I like to argue. I just have an opinion about what would constitute the most medium.
Okay. Well, I don't need any more of your arguments.
Okay.
So we did that. That was fun. We went to the Farts Museum, you know?
Oh.
That's
in Bakersfield?
No. That's I was about to say it was in my butt. No,
I know. I was gonna say that. Yeah.
It's too easy. No, we did go to the Farts Museum, and it's much bigger than you think. They recommend that you spend at least 8 to 10 hours there because it's a really large museum.
Oh, it's like the Louvre, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you've ever been to the Smithsonian Museum. It's about 3 times the size of the Smithsonian.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Why so big?
And gotta have room. As there's a lot of farts in there.
How do you contain them? Like,
that's the thing.
They dissipate. Yeah. Is it the whole place completely airtight?
Yeah. That's each room is an airtight room. That's why it takes up so much room. You got to go into each room.
Can you breathe? Okay.
You go through an airlock. Well, I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it.
Okay. So how did you survive? Did you go in?
My breath for most of the time, honestly. Every once in a while you got to breathe and you're like, oh God. Smells like a fart in here.
Is there an air pressure issue? Is it because it's so airtight?
Yeah, I don't even know how it works. All I know is I don't recommend anybody going there. It's a horrible place. It's like torture, really.
It seems like it. Yeah,
the Farts Museum is like torture. Yeah.
So you did this weekend.
And we also, you know how sometimes community colleges have those free lectures. So we went to a free lecture that talked about the differences between cantaloupe and an antelope. And that was fascinating because, I mean, it just goes to show you could be any age and you could still learn new things.
Yeah, right. But did you learn anything new with that lecture?
Yeah. A cantaloupe is a fruit.
Yeah.
And an antelope.
I knew that.
An antelope isn't.
Yeah.
So
you knew that. Everyone knows that.
I didn't know that. I thought they were the same.
Okay. Well, you know, that must... Every lecture must be so interesting for you. Every single one.
I do love lectures. I am a lecture fan. I'm a fan of lectures.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, I know that you actually prepared what you're saying now for this episode, didn't you?
I did not. No, this is all off the cuff.
Okay, sure. So we're going to go to Bakersfield when I'm out there. Could we just maybe not? Could we not do that? Where else?
Yeah,
could we
go? if you'd rather just hang out, listen to music, float in the pool, eat barbecue, that's fine. We can just do that instead. Yeah.
Go to some good restaurants, maybe.
Yeah, you prefer that kind of stuff. We could eat barbecue at home and then go to barbecue restaurants and then compare.
Sounds great. You could
be here for a whole week and all we eat is barbecue. The whole week, nothing but barbecue.
I mean, we could probably mix it up. We could try it.
I don't know. Let's just eat barbecue.
I mean, there's great Korean food. There's great sushi that I had last time.
I ate great Korean food a couple of days ago. Our Kim's dad was in town. That's my father-in-law, and he's a very sweet man. And so we one time when on Monday, actually a couple of days ago, when Charlie was at school. But by the way, if you guys are doing the math, that means that today's a Wednesday. We're recording this. If you guys did math, anyway, or if you did meth, either one. It's still Wednesday.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. It's Wednesday.
Good. Okay, so anyway, so we went to this Korean restaurant, and let me tell you, this is a fascinating story. It was really delicious.
Okay. Yeah, and?
That's it. And? It's a fascinating story, but it's a short story. Okay. We went to a Korean restaurant. The food was delicious.
That might be interesting to you because you ate the food.
But, it was. I did eat. I ate it with my face mouth. I did. I put it right in my face mouth. Right
now,
in here.
Do you have other mouths?
No. I just have the mouth.
Conversation before.
I have the mouth on my face. It's my face mouth.
Yeah. Okay. I think we've had this conversation. We've gone down this road before.
You always make a big deal over everything I say, so I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I mean, I'm just talking English words. And I put the food into my face mouth, and I ate it up. Yum, 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 yum. It was so delicious.
Okay. What kind of Korean food was it?
Food from Korea.
Like what? Like...
We had some short rib, which is... turns out that's meat.
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
It's got meat in it.
Yeah, animals have ribs.
And then some of them are short. So we had short ribs. They were honestly the best short ribs I've ever had. Very tender. Tender and delicious.
You want to name what this restaurant was or no?
You know what? I don't know how to pronounce it, but I'll tell you it's a place here in the valley. I think it was in Reseda, and it's called it might be called Moose or something like that. It's Musse. So anytime anyone visits Reseda, California, go to Moose, Musse. It is a Korean soup restaurant, but they have way more than just soup. We also did have some Korean soup. We had some spicy beef broth soup. Mm-hmm. Spicy beef broth soup.
Okay.
Bone broth.
Are you doing vocal broth. Exercises?
Beef.
Is this
spicy
is this some
bean
sort of
beef bone broth?
Is this an actor thing? Are you doing like vocal exercises?
It's what all actors do before they warm up. You know, like if someone's playing like Abraham Lincoln, for instance, then they're in the back. They're in the backyard, I guess, before they go on. They're in somebody's backyard going spicy beef bone broth, beef bone
now,
broth.
Why is it the beef bone broth?
I wish I had a dime for every dime I had. See, these are all the common actor exercises. Bend over, Mr. President.
Okay.
Bend over. It's just to warm up your voice.
Okay. I mean, I don't know why you had to reference a president bending over there.
Well, sometimes presidents drop things just like anybody else. And they're like, how do I get that thing off the floor? And you're like, bend over, Mr. President.
I think a president would know how. Although,
you know, here's the deal. Presidents are so busy doing all that world stuff because they do a lot of world stuff.
Sure. And country. And
country stuff, world stuff. It's weird how much world stuff our country president does because, like, we have our own country, but he keeps doing stuff like in, and I say he because we've never had a female president. We were going to, but then she lost. Anyway, I mean, she got more votes. You know, but she still lost.
Yeah, that's true. She got the popular vote.
Yeah, she got more votes and then lost. That's because that happens. That happens sometimes. So sometimes we have a country presidents and they do world stuff. And I guess it's a necessity that they do that to try to keep the peace, you know, and stuff. But frankly, I don't know. Wouldn't it be great if they could just do country stuff? Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be pretty good. But we also have by far the world's largest military, and we are stationed everywhere in the world.
Yeah, so, frankly, I would call us a superpower.
You know,
By the way, for anyone who's listening outside of the United States, the country that I'm referring to right now is the United States of America.
Yes, I think people know that. I think.
Well, I don't know. Like, if they're listening from, say, the Antarctic, you know, they might not know what country we're talking about. You know,
why wouldn't they know what country we're talking about if they were in the Antarctic?
Well, because it's very far away.
Farther away.
Yeah, and they're out of touch, and it's really cold there. Oh. Like, they get a thing called brain freeze, I've heard, because it's so cold it makes your brain hurt.
I would bet that the people in Antarctica probably didn't grow up there. They probably are from other places.
I guess a lot of people are born there, though. A lot of people are born and grew up there.
No, I would say maybe none. Maybe none of them.
I bet that there's a lady who got pregnant and then she gave birth to like septuplets or something.
I mean,
the Antarctic.
No. I very much doubt the septuplet scenario. But it's possible that someone has given birth in the Antarctic.
Do you think that they gave birth and then like, and then let's say they're septuplets? Do you think that there'd be like four humans and then four penguin babies because it's the Antarctic?
I don't think that you can successfully mate with a penguin. I don't think a human can successfully.
Well, we can try.
You can successfully try.
We can certainly try.
I don't think it's legal to try. I mean, I don't know what the law is in Antarctica, actually, but I actually don't know the details of any bestiality law, to be honest with you. But
is that why you break them so often?
No, maybe I do. Maybe I'm supposed to, and I don't. Maybe I'm supposed to have sex with animals, and I don't. Maybe, because I don't know.
Oh, Craig.
What?
You just got canceled. You just said, maybe I'm supposed to have sex with animals, Craig Benzine.
Well, if you want to take what I said wildly out of context.
If I want to just quote words that you actually said, then that's out of context.
Yeah. Yes, that's still out of context. Out of context is taking words someone actually said out of whatever they were referencing at the time.
You said that you wanted to have sex with animals, and I said I wouldn't do that if I were you, and you said, but it's what I want to do. If people rewind the video or audio or what, if people rewind the 8-track tape or whatever they're listening to this on, they're going to hear that you said that you want to have sex with animals. And I said, I don't think you should do that. I think that you should respect animals' physical privacy.
Okay. You're completely recreating a conversation that didn't happen.
Craig, I love doing this podcast with you.
Yeah, I enjoy it too, Greg.
Yeah, it's fun times. And especially when it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section, which starts right now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section.
Okay. Now what do we do?
Well, we talk about the title of this episode. I was listening to a previous episode. Just a couple episodes ago, you and I talked about how we were going to call the next episode, Here's the Thing. And then we didn't. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad because it's almost like we've lied to our listeners. And I want to apologize for Craig on behalf of Craig that he lied to you guys, because, you know, it's time.
Greg, you have a problem admitting fault. You have a problem admitting.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It is your fault, and I admit it. It is your fault that we did not call the episode.
Have you ever been wrong about anything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Something you've been wrong about.
Sometimes I'm wrong about trusting you about naming the episodes.
Okay. And okay. Yeah, how about something you're wrong about that has nothing to do with me?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I'm wrong in putting my trust on other people like you. I said
you.
I didn't say you at all. I said like you.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. How about something not involving anyone else but you?
Yep.
How about can you name?
Yes.
Can you admit fault?
I do.
Something
I do
that
admit
was
fault.
Entirely your fault.
Yes.
That had nothing to do with anyone else.
Sometimes I forget how completely perfect I am.
Is that okay?
That's a fault of mine. That's a fault. Sometimes
if that were
I do.
True,
I do forget how completely perfect and amazing everything about me is.
Okay. Even if that were true, why would that be a fault if you forgot that? What would be wrong with that?
You know, I feel like
the microphone's cutting out.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Sometimes the microphone cuts out when I gave such a good answer.
Yeah,
and and now you guys can't hear that because
is weird because the microphone. I've never heard the microphone cut out in that way before.
I know it's weird. It's really strange.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a joke for you. Yeah. Knock knock.
All right, who's there?
Samuel.
Samuel who?
Samuel L. Clemens, better known as Mark Twain, the author of many celebrated books and humorous essays.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool.
That's not a joke. That was just.
You didn't know what the answer, did you? It was a surprise. Like that's the thing about a joke. It was the element of surprise.
It was an extremely mild surprise, is what it was.
You saw it coming.
I didn't feel very surprised.
Okay.
But I didn't know exactly where you were going to go with that.
No. Yeah. Do you like humorous essays?
I do. Good ones.
Yeah. Well, he was famous for writing very good ones.
Yeah.
Also famous for his racism.
Yeah, he had some.
Yeah, there was some racism there. But, you know, that was back in a time. That's a different time, as they say. Everybody was racist back then.
But like, you know, you could make the argument like Huck Finn, for instance.
Yeah.
Elements of racism in there, but his overall point was to criticize racism.
Good. That's better.
Better. You know?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever read Huck Finn. I understand it's got some offensive terms in it.
Yes. Were they offensive at the time? Yeah, probably to some people.
Some people, perhaps. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, as I said, not everybody was racist back then. You know, some people were racist, some people were not racist.
Yeah, but now, today, no one's racist? Or
I think more people are racist today.
Well, there are more people.
That's why.
In total.
That's why. Okay. There are more people.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like this world is divisive.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
You think the world would be better if everyone thought like me or you?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're pretty open-minded, kind and loving people, you know?
Yep.
But listen, let's talk about something a little more important. I noticed as I'm looking in the video here that I've got this spot on my nose that's been getting darker lately, and I may have to go to a dermatologist. I don't know what this is, and I'm hoping it's not anything bad, but you know, as you get older, you just start to get like little spots and things on you, and I've got a spot on my nose. I don't want a spot like that on my nose.
I got this guy right here.
You got a spot on your nose? Is that new?
It's kind of a lump. No, it's been there for, I don't know, the last 5 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my dermatologist, I've gone to him before, and it's like, what is this? He goes, oh, we call them birthday presents, which I think is hilarious. He's just, you know, you get older, and you get things on your face and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything to do about, like, a spot like that on my nose. I don't know if I can get that lightened or removed.
And that's the moneymaker, your face there.
It is a moneymaker. I know. I don't want to have to like start putting on makeup every time I audition for something. I have an audition today I have to do for the television show Bel Air. There's my script right there. I can't show you, but I can just kind of wave it around a little bit. I got a couple pages with some dialogue and stuff on it.
Okay. All right. I thought about going to the dermatologist too, but my face is less the moneymaker, I think, than yours.
I don't know. I mean, you get on video, and like if all of a sudden you're like, yeah. Let's say that like someone broke into your house and stole your nose, you know, and you woke up the next morning, you just had like a huge hole in the middle of your face.
No. See, that would be amazing. I'd probably get so many views on that if I told people that someone stole my nose.
Yes, yeah, but. I think after a while, people would be like, I don't want to watch those videos of that guy with a huge gaping hole in his face. You know, they'd just be I don't want to watch that anymore.
I don't think it's that my appearance is as important on YouTube as your appearance is on commercials.
I think that's true. I feel like I don't really do commercials anymore. It's been several years since I've booked one. I now get TV shows and movies and stuff.
Yeah. TV. Same thing, though. And maybe not. Maybe your appearance doesn't matter that much, but the people who cast you think it does. So that matters.
One time, Kim cast a guy, and this is actually true. Kim cast a guy in a production, and he had no nose. He lost it. I believe he lost it in Operation Desert Storm.
Wow.
Somehow lost his nose in, I believe it was Operation Desert Storm. And she was casting a zombie 360 thing, which was shot, and it was beautiful. It had me in it, had Jack Vale, had Leanna Vamp, and you know, lots of people were in this thing, and including this guy who played a zombie, and he had a removable nose. Normally he just wore a nose, and you didn't realize it was a prosthetic. He removed it, so that when they put on all the zombie makeup, he just looked like this guy who had a hole in his face, because he did, and people probably would have seen that and gone like, how the hell did they do that makeup?
Yeah, well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, just like when you see like war pictures, as they call them, war pictures,
movies. Is that what they call them?
Motion pictures, you know, and you see people who like, you know, are on the ground and they're like, and they have like they've lost a limb or they don't have any legs. Well, they really do cast people who don't have limbs and legs and stuff like that.
Have you ever been in a war picture?
Gosh, no, I haven't.
Huh.
Closest I've gotten was a terrorist picture.
Oh
yeah, I was in the Flight 93 movie called The Flight That Fought Back. You know, about United 93 that
I saw the movie United 93. There's another movie.
They made two movies. There's United 93 and there's The Flight That Fought Back. And I had one of the roles in that. One of the guys.
Was it good? Was it a good movie?
It was actually very good. I feel like it was one of my best performances, honestly.
Oh, you were a passenger?
I was.
Do remind me of a passenger on an airplane.
Thank you. I have flown on airplanes before. And there you go.
I've never been on a plane with you. How do you behave on a plane?
A lot of screaming.
Okay. From you?
Yeah.
A lot of screaming?
Yes. Yes. Okay. A lot of screaming. Why? I like to liven it up a bit. You know, a lot of times a plane trip can get boring, and you want to make it memorable for everyone on there.
No, I don't think that people care if the flight is memorable. I think people just are using the flight to get from one place to another. I don't think you need to.
I have a true story for you.
Okay. Uh-oh.
You know how if you fly every once in a while, just by chance, you get upgraded to first class. If you fly regularly, every once in a while, it just happens. They're like, you know, we're going to upgrade you. And you're like, what? Thank you. So
what?
So I got upgraded to first class on a flight from like West Coast to East Coast, a nice long flight. And I was so excited. And they put me in the very first row on the aisle. And I was like, holy shit, here I am in row one, aisle seat. Big wide, and I'm like, I'm gonna sit there. They're gonna bring me a nice, soft, warm chocolate chip cookie. They're gonna bring me a warm towel to clean my hands and put on my face and go, you know, all that fancy stuff that they give you that people normally pay like an extra $2,000 for. Every once in a while, you get it upgraded for free. Everyone, it's rare now, but anyway, it happens.
Yeah,
anyway,
could you just get the $2,000? I think I'd rather ask for that.
I would, if that was an option, I'd say I'll take the two grand and I'll just go sit in a middle seat in the back row of the plane by the bathroom. That's fine. I get paid $2,000 just to be inconvenienced for 4 hours. That's fine.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm so excited. I'm okay.
Okay. Okay.
It's funny that I was coughing because that's what the story's about. So
I wasn't
sitting
concerned
there
until you yelled, "I'm okay."
I'm all right.
Okay. All right.
So before the plane takes off, the guy who's sitting in the aisle seat across from me in row one, a businessman in a suit, gets up, and apparently he has stored a bag directly over me on my side. So he gets up, he opens that to reach, he gets something out of his bag, and so he's reaching up, but he's sort of facing down towards me, and he starts coughing this huge, wet, sick cough. Like, the guy's really sick. Like, and he's coughing, and I can feel, like, the particles from his, like, he's literally 2 feet from me, and he's coughing facing directly down at me, and I'm looking up like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's just reaching in his bag, coughing directly on me. And I'm like, you fucking piece of shit. And
wow.
Yeah.
You didn't say that, though.
No, I didn't say it. What I did was I grabbed him by the hair on the back of his head, and I just smashed it on the bulkhead. Just bam, 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 really fast, like seven or eight times. And the whole front of his face, just like, he broke his nose, his whole front of his face caved in.
I thought he was the bad guy in this story, but now it sounds like you're the bad guy.
Okay, maybe I didn't do that last part, but that's what I wanted to do.
Okay,
because what the shit is that? What the shit is a guy who just coughs direct, like 2 feet away from you, if that, might have been a foot and a half, might have been only 18, 17 inches.
And this is first class. Aren't these
first
people
class.
Supposed to be classy? Aren't
turns out this was just some privileged, probably wealthy, first class business asshole.
Was it Joe Biden?
No. What are you talking about? Of course it wasn't. He would never do that. What are you talking about? No,
was it
was just some fucking asshole.
Ron DeSantis?
I should have smashed his face against the bulkhead, and I regret not doing that. And
no,
I,
Greg, that's no, no. That's a that's you shouldn't.
I shouldn't.
You did the right thing.
I
by
did the
not
right
smashing.
By not saying anything or doing anything.
Well, I don't know. You could have said something.
I looked up at him like, "What the hell?" And he didn't even he didn't even acknowledge. He didn't even go sorry. He didn't even do any of that. Just some selfish piece of shit. And it, honestly, that kind of put a damper on my first class experience. And then I bet you're wondering, how sick did you get after that, Greg? How sick did you get from that man's germs?
I was wondering that. How sick did you get from that man's germs?
I didn't get sick.
Okay. All right.
I guess maybe he was at the end part of a cold when the cough was lingering. It was a nasty sounding wet cough.
Or maybe it was a smoker's cough, and he was like, it's cool, it's not contagious, it's a smoker's cough.
Could have been, but still, it was so gross and nasty, and I still can't believe that guy did that. Like, what's wrong with people? You know, you see those pictures that people share of people, like, taking their shoes off and putting their feet in between the seats, and so you're sitting there, and someone's bare foot is right next to you, and you're like, what the fuck's wrong with people? You guys don't own the airplane. You know, we're in this together.
There was a flight I was on. I think it was on the way to Europe, I think.
Yeah.
And the guy, it's also a coughing story, but it was this older guy. He wasn't sitting right next to me. He didn't cough on me, but once every 5 to 10 minutes, he would scream cough. It was like a like really, like, it was like he was making fun of coughing. While he was coughing and doing it so loud, and then I grabbed him by the hair and I smashed his face in 8 times on the seat in front of him.
Okay, and you really did that?
No, I didn't really.
Oh, shoot. I was going to get so excited if you actually really did that. You have to grab them by the hair on the back of the head because then their neck sort of goes back and they don't really know. They're like, they're like a turtle, you know, like, their head just goes up like a turtle like this. See?
That does look like a turtle.
And how, you know how turtles always go, when you grab them by the hair on the back of the head?
No, turtles don't have hair.
The ones that I know do. I mean, I know
some
pretty hairy turtles.
Do not try to grab a turtle. Do not try to breed with a turtle. Do not do any such.
You knew that was next. I was going to talk about breeding with a turtle.
Yes, I did.
Can a penguin breed with a turtle?
No, probably not.
Shoot, because I bet that would be adorable. Like a
penguin turtle?
But it's got one of those shells, you know? It's got like a turtle shell.
Yeah.
Little penguin sticking out, waddling with that shell. That'd be hilarious.
That would be pretty great.
I want to get one of those. Great. I'm going to see if I can breed that.
Okay. You're going to get a penguin and a turtle?
I'm going to get a penguin and a turtle. I'm going to breed them and see what happens. And
what are you going to do? How are you going to get them to breed? What are you going to?
I'll just put on like some Anita Baker, you know, some candles, you know?
Okay.
And, sure. I just said Anita Baker because I remember I had a girlfriend in college, and this is actually true. And she made a reference that we could fool around and she'd put on Anita Baker. And I was like, well, why? And then we did. We fooled around and she put on Anita Baker. And I don't really care for the music that much, but it was important to her that we listened to Anita Baker while fooling around.
Okay.
And that's the end of that story.
Did you just bring that up just because you want people to know that you had sex?
I did have sex with a lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was pretty good, too. It's pretty good.
Look at us talking about ladies.
That's the name of this podcast, you know? Two guys talking about ladies. And by the way, guys, if you're ever talking with a lady and you say something that offends her, you need to right that wrong, and you need to give her a heartfelt apology from the depths of your soul. And you need to just say, look, I'm really sorry I offended you. And then you need to offer something to make it right. You need to say, to make this right, I will make love to you in any position you want. And and I'll make sure that it's good for both of us.
Okay, that's not...
You need to... it's up to her whether she accepts it or not, but you need to offer that as you need to offer reparations is what I'm saying.
Yeah. What if she doesn't want to make love in that moment?
Then she'll say, thank you. I'm going to pass on the lovemaking. And then, then maybe like you buy her a cupcake or whatever. Women love cupcakes because they're like cakes, but they're much smaller. Do you know that about cupcakes? They should call them small cakes. Because I've never had one in a cup.
Yeah, they are. They're in a little cup. They're in a little like a cup thing.
They're in paper. I don't think that you can say this. Like if someone says, "Oh, do you want a cup of soup?" You go, "Yeah." And I don't think. And if they handed you soup in a little cupcake paper, I don't think that you'd go like, thank you. I love my soup in paper." So it's not a cup. It's not a cup. It's just paper.
I don't follow your. You could argue that that's a little cup. It's just it's in the shape of a cup. It's paper.
No,
a paper
if you
cup.
If you open up that paper, it's a circle. It's just a circle of paper that they've wrapped around.
Okay, like a little Dixie cup. If you open that up, it's also just a circle. But it's still a cup.
Who's gonna unwrap a Dixie cup? And also
it's the same.
It will not be a circle because if you have to open up a Dixie cup, you have to break it apart at the seam. The circle will not be complete. You know. I say, may the circle be unbroken.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Are you done?
Yeah. But from now on, can we just start calling cupcakes small cakes? You know, like, hey, do you want me to buy you a cake or a small cake?
No, because a small cake is already a thing. It's just a small cake. It's just a cake that's
smaller. Like one that's this big that's served in paper, in a round piece of paper. That's a small cake.
Just when you think of the size of a cake, think of the size of a cake in your head right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A small cake is smaller than that.
Fine.
But it's still still a cake.
So cupcakes we call extra small cakes. All right. So that's all. You have cake, you have small cake.
Think of a small cake in your head.
Uh-huh.
Extra small cake is also a cake.
It's
just
a cupcake.
Smaller than that.
It's basically a cupcake.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I think, you know what? I think everybody's ready to say goodbye to the paper wrapping around cupcakes, you know? Because I don't know a single person who eats that paper wrapping. They always take it off before they eat it anyway. So why don't we just get rid of that paper? We're wasting paper.
No, when the cupcake is in transport, it's okay. You should have the paper there to hold it.
Why? You don't when you have a large cake? There's no paper around a big cake.
And crumb when you carry it.
I don't agree.
The paper.
That doesn't happen with big cakes. Why would it happen with an extra small cake?
You don't carry a big cake by the sides of the cake. Then you'd get frosting all over your hands. You carry it at the bottom.
There's no frosting on the side of an extra small cake. There's no frosting.
On the side of a cupcake.
An sure. extra small. I mean, they're now called extra small cakes. They're not called cupcakes okay. anymore. That's so okay. 2022.
It doesn't matter. There's still cake there, and you could hold a little too. You could hold it a little too tightly, and it could crumb. And
okay, well, what happens when you're walking around with a large cake and you're holding it too tightly? Then what prevents
it's
that
like,
from?
It's like if I'm going to hand you a cupcake, you want my fingers all over the part that you're going to eat? Do you
of
want?
Course,
is that what you
of
want?
Of course. If it saves paper. Look, Craig, like I'm trying to save the world here. I'm trying to save
like
the world.
You
want to just cut down trees willy-nilly.
Like if I'm bringing you a plate with a hot dog on it. Like, oh, here's your hot dog. And then I like grab the hot dog, the inside part of the hot dog.
No. A hot dog, you should always use those little cupcake round papers. And you should wrap the hot dog in the cupcake paper. That's... That goes without saying.
I've
you know
what?
Because a hot
that.
Dog is wet.
Sure.
You know,
well,
you don't put your fingers on a wet hot dog.
Not always. No, a hot dog isn't necessarily wet.
Speaking of putting your fingers on a wet hot dog, that's the end of this week's Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
My name is Craig Benzine.
Please do not put your fingers all over a wet hot dog before handing it to your friends. Use the protective round cupcake paper like you're supposed to. Until next week.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and agree. That's fine.
That's easier.
Yeah, go ahead.
Until next week, we will see you next week. Next week, right here, next week.
Wait. So until next week, we will see you next week. That means 2 weeks.
I don't understand how it works.
Okay. All right. Bye.